It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome. Happy Friday to you. You know, I listened to the real Don Steele growing up, and he always called it a Fraxus Friday. You know, I do sometimes. But it's also a Fab Four Friday here, where we play the Fab Four. And the Fab Four are, Larry, who's the Fab Four?
I'm sorry, what?
Who's the Fab? He's over there texting. He's thinking, oh, he's doing the
intro. I was messaging Toby.
Oh. Yeah. Who's the Fab Four?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Larry.
I know who the Fantastic Four is.
No, the Fab Four.
Of what?
Music.
Oh. Slayer, Pantera.
Can you tell he's younger than me?
Yeah.
That would be John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Okay.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Okay.
So we call it a Fab Four Friday because we play Beatle music. Now, this is Beatle music, but it's an instrumental performed by
right.
I don't know who.
I like the Beatles. And John Lennon, too.
Yeah. Well, he was in the Beatles.
Well, I understand that, but he separated at some point with Yoko.
That's true. Yeah. As I was saying, this is Speak Out 2.0. If you're new to the program, we're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. Along the Colorado River today, it's going to get to 79 degrees. Almost the middle of December, and we're 79 degrees. It's a little breezy out there. And tomorrow's going to be pretty much the same. And if you have questions during the program, if you got a question for Larry, or this Larry, 234-343-1065, or you can text your question. Now, this is the same number for Speak Out 2.0. It's also the same number for Speak Out. It's also the same number for Common Ground on Tuesday mornings, and that is 928-727-5566. So you can text a question to us. You know, we don't even know who you are then. So if you have a question, feel free to text it. All right? 928-727-5566. Now, we'll officially welcome Larry Topping.
Hi.
The creator, the master, the producer.
Oh, man.
Of Mayhem.
Yep.
Formerly known as the Bike Run or River Run.
Yep.
You kind of picked it up when it was gone.
Well, from what I understand, they didn't even want to do it in 2019, but I guess they were contractually obligated to do so in the properties over there.
That could be.
And after 2020, I guess there was a lot of things that happened that went wrong in 2019 in Laughlin. And, you know, I think that Clark County kind of wanted to phase it out anyways because it's expensive.
Sure.
It's really expensive for Clark County. They have a police force that is necessary for the population of Las Vegas.
Right.
Laughlin is a township, and they are the police force for Laughlin also. So if the population increases in Laughlin and they have to send down half their police force, they're going to be off-duty officers.
Yeah, on overtime.
On overtime, that's right.
With horses.
Some of them,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that the shootout at Harrah's, whatever year that was, 09, 08, something like that?
I think it was
01.
01? Yeah, I think it was 2001.
Okay, yeah. That set the pace for law enforcement, you mm-hmm. know. They needed to do more for Laughlin. They needed to do more intelligence work prior to the run. And they needed to have more officers here during the run. So, unfortunately, for the gangbangers, they set the pace from now on.
Yeah.
You know, even if you go to the strip in Vegas, you'll see horseback officers.
Right.
But I think I heard that they recently did away with horseback.
I did not know that.
I think I heard that recently. But anyways, you still see a high presence of officers. What you don't see, of course, is all the undercover.
Right.
You know.
Oh, I'm fully aware. They explained to me what they wanted me to pay for over there.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't have that kind of money.
No.
No.
I'm just a tattoo guy.
But they're still responsible to protect the public.
They are.
Yeah. So let's talk about this year's mayhem, which is just 5 months away.
Yep.
Already.
It's going to happen quick.
Yeah. How many are we expecting this year?
How many people?
Yeah.
I think that Toby's kind of indicated that we're in the 30,000-35,000 people range for the 4 days.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it's going to keep increasing as the economy continues to improve.
And you've done a lot of marketing outside of Bullhead.
Oh, yes. I think that's really critical.
Right.
You know, one of the things that one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because this brings money to town. You need to increase the wealth of the community if you want everyone to continue to make money as it grows. So if you take six people and you put them in a room and nobody has any money, you hand one person a dollar and you shut the door, and it doesn't matter who that person hands that dollar to in there, that room is only worth a buck.
Right.
So it's going to be worth the buck until that door opens and somebody else goes in there with money. So that's what I want to do. I want to bring people from out of town that want to come here, have a great time, spend money, and it doesn't matter where they spend it. It's going to be here in the community after they leave.
Right.
Eventually, it'll wind up through my tattoo shop.
Well, and some people will decide to relocate here.
Yeah.
Some people will decide to vacation here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people probably that have been to Mayhem's before or the River Run before are set for a vacation in April to come back.
Well, we had a lot. You know, most of the people that still show up, just they never stopped coming.
Right.
From the previous rally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They still come.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different in size. It's different in Laughlin. I can remember when the casino parking lots were jam packed with booths.
Yep.
You know,
it'll get that way again. We just need to show the vendors the numbers. And that it's going to be profitable to them. So we have a lot of smaller vendors, and we're starting to get more parts and bike builders interested. But we need some big companies like JP Cycles and
how big is Harley for you?
How big is Harley?
Yeah.
Well, Harley shows up.
Okay.
Harley shows up. They have a I kind of have a cooperative thing with them, and I want them to approve the rally and endorse it, and so I give them space there,
okay.
And they show up and they sell T-shirts. So maybe one day they'll come over and set up some motorcycles and maybe do some demo rides and stuff like that. But same with that is, you know, we have to get the numbers
sure.
to where it's going to be worth it to dedicate their trailers.
Well, and they want to be able to do demo rides all day long.
Yep.
Not one an hour.
Right.
Not one every other hour. They want to be able to do them all day long with serious buyers, not just everybody who wants to...
Looky-loos.
Yeah, who wants to just ride a new Harley.
Right.
You know. Who are your main sponsors right now for your...
Well, my biggest sponsor is Russ Brown, motorcycle accident injury attorney. Use the bags to put their merchandise in for their customers.
Sure.
So that's one way we're getting flyers out there. And, you know, I'll sit there and I'll shake hands. And a couple of the vendors will also promote for the rally while they're at the show, and they'll leave flyers. Let me leave flyers for them.
Everything in our town grows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see the nonprofits. Well, the Kiwanis Kids Expo that we do,
mm-hmm.
you know, this next year will be year 8. Last year we had over 2,000 adults, over 2,000 kids.
That's great.
The vendors love that. They pay a whole $10, you know. I mean, so our fees are not. We want the families to leave with the information. That's why we give them a bag, and everyone gives them information.
Right.
How to keep your kids busy, healthy, and safe. Is that your phone?
Yeah. Sorry.
Did you not see the sign right there?
Yes. I do now that you pointed it out.
We want them to leave with the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now grown to where I'm limiting it on vendors.
Oh, wow.
Next year.
Okay.
And we raised it if you want to use a credit card, it's going to be 15 instead of 10.
Right. Well, processing fees.
Oh, yeah. Right. But it's still very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Your mayhem will grow. You know, we did the Christmas caroling last Friday night. We had about 500 people there.
Wow.
Next year, we'll have more.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's like the mayor's ride. And this will be the third mayor to lead the commencement ride.
That's right.
I think this is cool.
Tom Brady started it.
Yep.
And then Steve D'Amico.
And now Rodney Hood.
You got to see if you can get all three of them there that day.
I want to.
Yeah.
They should all be in the front of the pack.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
They should all be there. That would just show unity and cool pictures.
That's the purpose of the commencement ride, is to show the community support for the rally and to show that the city's behind it and the police force is behind it. Yeah.
Yeah, you get Eddie Espinosa out there in his bike.
And I'll tell you what, Bullet City Police Department has been really, really great and very informative and cooperative.
We have an interim chief. Has that changed anything right now?
No, I don't know who's the interim chief. Do you know?
Danny, I don't remember his last name.
I'm not sure.
Really nice guy. I've met him.
Okay.
It seems as if everybody at the police department likes him.
That's great.
And from my understanding, Toby's in here Monday, our city manager, but I think he interviewed a couple chiefs and turned them down.
Mm.
Yeah. So he, you know, soon he'll have the right guy in there.
Well, I think that, you know, my contact is Harms, Captain Harms. So.
No, he's now Deputy Chief Harms.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he's been promoted.
Very good.
Yeah.
I figured that would happen. Well, you said there was an interim chief.
Yeah, and he's made some changes in management, the way they do things,
yeah.
And he's grown the management staff a little bit.
Okay.
Which some people thought were needed for a while.
Yeah.
Bullhead Fire has 3 assistant chiefs. We have 2 assistant city managers, and they had the chief and then Jason, you know. So I think they need to grow that a little bit. So, but the police department should support this, and they should be easy to work with from your perspective. Because you're not bringing bad guys here. You're bringing the public.
Right.
You know, and I think everyone's thrilled by the most part for the
I think so, too. Actually, I got my report from the police department this last year, and there was less crime the weekend of the rally than on a normal weekend.
Really?
Yep. I was stoked. And nobody got hurt.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
No bikes down?
Nope.
Good. Good. You bring 30,000 bikes to this town, someone's bound to run into
30,000 people. I don't know if we're bringing 30,000 bikes.
Well, because some people trailer them and...
Well, and then you got passengers, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, or 3 or 4 people come in to pick up with one bike. And
you know what I think is really good about the rally is that, you know, I'm local, and I care about what's going on here.
Right.
If you had anybody else from out of town, like Joe O'Day didn't care what was happening here.
Yeah.
So I found it really important to connect the community to the rally. So I reached out to nonprofits, Kiwanis, Rotary.
Exactly.
Now we're raising a bunch of money now for Tri-State Military Moms. And they also partially fund the nation's finest Mojave County.
Okay.
Yeah, and I gave some money to nation's finest as well. But I found out that...
Well, they do all the banners on the highway.
Okay, yeah, you know. Right.
We were in California for Thanksgiving, and there was a town that we went through that copied us and had all banners of military on there. I thought, somebody visited Bullhead City, because that started here.
Well, I think it's really great to honor our military and our veterans.
Too.
Yeah,
we've got
to take care of them.
Well, and it's neat for a parent that had a student graduate from River Valley, Mojave High, or Mojave Accelerated, and they went into the Army, and then all of a sudden the parent's driving down the road, and there's their kid up on the poster.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know, because I know a lot of parents that had done that, and they've said, because right away what they do, they put the picture on Facebook, and they tell everybody, go by this intersection to see my son. So
that is awesome.
We're about out of time. So where can people get in touch with you if they want to sponsor the Mayhem, if they want to be a part of the Mayhem?
Mayheminfo.com.
Mayheminfo.com.
Yep. And there's a lot of pages. Take your time. Go through it all. There's 2 poker runs that happen that we coordinate. It's the Mayhem Charity Poker Run and the Mayhem Veterans Poker Run. Mayhem Charity Poker Run benefits Kiwanis and Rotary, and the Veterans Poker Run benefits Tri-State Military Moms, like I said.
And then if somebody may be listening thinking it's time for a tattoo, they can call you and get a tattoo.
Yeah, they can get a tattoo from me.
How long have you been doing tattoos?
26 years.
26 years.
Yeah.
How many?
How many tattoos, man? Thousands.
Yeah, I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I knew there was no answer. But I had
you know, it's I don't remember everybody's name, and I don't remember everybody's face, but if I see their tattoo, I remember their tattoo.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you can tell your art over someone else's?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that. I learned so much.
They're spending some hours looking at that thing.
I know. Well, we learn a lot on this program. Oh. Larry, what's the phone number if they want a tattoo?
Well, the phone number to the shop is 928-444-8092. That's okay. Evolution Tattoo. You can call and talk to me, Bozo, or Jeremy.
Bozo?
Yeah, Bozo's my buddy.
Okay. And
he's a great artist.
You're up to three now.
Yeah, we have this, me and two other guys.
Okay.
And I do all the piercing, but that's by appointment only, so if you need a piercing, hit me up.
Okay. And you're in the back room.
Well, it's pretty open.
Well, I know, but yeah. I mean, you're in the corner. All right, Larry, thank you so much. Great information.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You better believe it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and happy mayhem.
Yeah.
Fab Four, the Beatles from Hard Day's Night. By the way, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Course. But Monday night, you want to watch Monday Night Football up there with Jimmy Siborski having fun and giving out prizes? The Dolphins and the Steelers. By the way, I heard yesterday Laughlin Ranch is getting lights on the course. You want to play during the summer at night? Stick around. Oh, and we're all brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, but they're going to be in here in about 15 minutes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
Looking for a gift that's anything but ordinary? Surprise the curious and adventurous person in your life with the gift of an unforgettable experience at Long Gone Escape's Premier Escape Rooms. Buy one, get one free admission when you show your co-op connections card or mobile app. Call Long Gone Escapes at 928-487-2570. Don't have a co-op connections app? Visit connections.coop to download and start saving today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
Happy holidays from the Lady Dyes Florist family. Hi, I'm Shanna Simonton, owner of Lady Dyes. It is our pleasure to help you with your holiday arrangements, centerpieces, and specialty gifts. If you're stumbling with a gift idea for someone with everything, a new friend, an old friend, your hairdresser, your gardener, even your in-laws, visit Lady Dyes. Order from your seat at LadyDyesFlorist.com or stop by the shop and see things up close and personal. We're on the corner of Smoke Tree and McCulloch in Lake Havasu City. It's time for the Lady Dyes treatment. Lady Dyes Florist.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I'm Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
What a voice, huh?
I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree.
As I said, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. And now in the studio, Carrie Larson. Executive Director of the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's our chamber?
Chamber's doing great.
Good.
We are doing spectacular.
Okay, next guest. No. What's new and exciting?
Oh.
You had a cookie thing last night?
It was the Light of the World.
Uh-huh.
A little Christmas mixer up at Trinity Baptist Church.
How was that?
Well, it was spectacular. Our Bullhead Business Builders group that I'm a part of decided to have a mixer up there for the opening night of that. I think they had about 90 people show up last night, and it runs into January.
90
so,
people?
Yeah. It
for
was
a mixer?
Spectacular.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's an attraction. You
okay.
Know, so you can see all kinds of different Christmas light scenes throughout that. So some people were just coming to look at that.
Okay.
But I love it. It was great.
How cool.
It was beautiful.
What do you have coming up in the near future?
Well, the community, the whole Colorado River Valley area, has the Christmas on the Colorado Boat Parade on December 20th.
That's both chambers working together to
fill
the Colorado River with boats in December.
Yes. So that's going to be great. Bullhead City Chamber, they facilitate a Christmas market at their building, and Bo gets all of the boats launched, and they have just a good celebration for that.
What's the date for that?
It is Saturday, so next Saturday, December 20th.
Okay.
And we are doing a watch party on the Riverwalk.
Ooh.
Outside of the Regency.
Okay.
So in collaboration with The Bee, Steve and I will be live streaming like a parade commentary.
It'll be just like the Rose Parade on New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Well, good.
Yes, so that's a big thing. We put on a s'mores bar there, so anyone can come, and we have about 500 s'mores that people can make. We'll have some hot drinks, candy canes. Kids can write letters to Santa and decorate ornaments.
No, that's outside the Regency.
Yes, on the little helipad.
Okay.
That kind of sticks out on the Riverwalk.
We can't go to the other buildings next to them and use their Riverwalks?
Well, we could, but that helipad is a nice location because it's nice and wide. It doesn't block traffic of people walking up and down the Riverwalk.
Okay.
It's a little bit off to the side, and so we can have a nice little gathering there.
Oh, how cool.
It is cool. Okay. I'm excited.
So that's the 20th, a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. What now, you got something big going on inside the Riverside.
You mean Tinsel and Tunes?
Yeah.
That already happened. That was November 10th. So we created...
Boy, did I miss that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Whoa.
We created a series in collaboration with Terrible's Roadhouse and Searchlight and the Silver Rider bus system. Silver Rider has the Silver Rider Megan Jackson toy drive that provides toys to kids of all ages for Laughlin and Searchlight. So Kyle Myers on the town board up there and with Terrible's Roadhouse, we decided we could create some community interaction, and we've been taking the Silver Rider bus either from Laughlin to Searchlight or taking the Searchlight residents from the roadhouse up there down to Laughlin.
Oh.
And these back-and-forth community get-togethers have been raising money for that toy drive. The Tinsel and Tunes event was also part of that series.
Okay.
And I am pleased to say we raised a combined $2,500 for that toy drive through.
That's fabulous.
All of the, we had three community events and then Tinsel and Tunes.
Where does that what community benefits from that toy program?
Both Laughlin and Searchlight kids.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's a good amount of money for those two communities.
Yes. Funny story, the first time that we brought down Searchlight, they wanted in and out. So Mike and Sue took it was a short bus to in and out after the event, and I think they raised an extra $200 and some odd in tips.
Wow.
For just taking them to in and out.
Too funny. Well, you know, and I've had people complain that I moved out of the mall and over here because they would come and do the radio program and then go get in and out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just the pool store yesterday was complaining to myself and my compadre, who's going to take over my accounts here after the first of the year,
mm-hmm.
that she doesn't get to go in and out anymore to do the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bummer.
And we were like, well, sorry.
You know, it's a short drive.
Yeah, it really is. You know, but anyways, for those people in Searchlight, in and out's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a longer drive.
They do.
Yeah.
And luckily, they don't have to drive.
Yeah.
So they get to have lots of fun.
Take the Silver Rider and have in and out.
Yeah, we had our grand finale event for that series last Saturday night at Old Town Saloon.
Okay.
And they've been a great participant in this as well. So we would bring them to Nat's Landing, brought them to Old Town, and then we went up there. And Bill Bray Industries actually donated another $1,000 to the Silver Rider Megan Jackson Toy Drive.
Way to go, Bob.
So, yeah, $3,500 all in one, fell swoop of.
And do they do that with Metro, with the Shop of the Cop, too?
That's a different program altogether.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they work together. And
yeah, no they do. Good. There's a lot of collaboration amongst the different entities to make sure that everyone gets something and that, you know.
And there's never enough for anyone to, you know, duplicate and double dip.
Yes, and it was also a toy drive. I think we probably got about 5 trash cans full of toys.
Great.
Out of all the events, so I'm really happy. It's very easy. It's a really great way to involve our Searchlight neighbors and our member. You know, Terrible's is a member of the Laughlin Chamber.
And do something different. Go for a little ride. And
mm-hmm.
The fun part is you can have all you want to drink because you're not driving.
Yes. It's a safe outing.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you got coming up in January, February?
January and February, we're a little bit light because we are preparing for the Cancer Walk, Connie Davis Cancer Walk.
Connie Davis.
So that will be March 7th.
And you're looking for a new location.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I have some meetings coming up of different locations that we can have it. There have been very gracious offers from Bullhead City and Mojave Valley. I'm going to try first to keep the Laughlin Chambers Cancer Walk
in Laughlin. Yeah.
But the end-all be-all is to raise as much money as possible for River Fund Inc.'s Cancer Connection Fund.
Sure.
And so I will, by any means necessary, get as much money to that organization as possible.
Well, a couple of years ago, you could have walked from the elementary school to the high school, but now it's all one building, so
right. You
can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, call John Moss. He'll find a 3-mile trek for you.
We will figure something out.
Yeah.
You would be surprised to know that entire campus is surrounded by Bureau of Reclamation and BLM land.
Everybody wants permits, huh?
Yes, they do.
Expensive permits.
The federal permits are extraordinarily expensive.
Isn't that amazing?
And unobtainable for people in our community.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not surprised in the least. Are you?
Well, I guess I kind of am, because I would kind of think that the Bureau of Reclamation would understand local nonprofits trying to make money for cancer.
Yes, but the federal policy is that in order to waive permit fees, it has to be a benefit for the general community. And so if you're trying to raise money for cancer, per se, that is more for an individual organization to go out to a select group of people and not everyone.
But the general public gets cancer.
They do. I know that. Believe me, that conversation was very passionate.
Yeah, I'll
but
bet.
But
you lost.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it has no
fault of the people working for BOR down here. They understand.
Yeah.
But
because they're locals,
they don't want to break federal law.
Well, I understand that. I wouldn't either.
So they have to go by their guidelines.
But I'd sure call my congressman and say.
I did that already.
That didn't work either?
Not yet. But I am tenacious as a pit bull.
I was going to say, don't give up.
I will not.
Carrie, what's the phone number at the chamber? How do people get in touch with you?
702-298-2214. Or our website is very robust, has lots of information on LaughlinChamber.com. or our Facebook.
And you want to talk briefly about your calendar that's so huge?
Oh, yes. So we have partnered with a company called Yodel. And with that partnership, they do AI calendar scraping. And so what we ended up doing is through our other partner, Talisman Consulting, we built our own custom calendar off of their software.
Oh.
And it's spectacular. So all the organizations have to do is, if you have lots of events, now I'm not talking about classes, things like that.
Right.
Events.
Nonprofit events.
You put them on your Facebook, and we will automatically pull that information in. So we have over 1,500 events. What we did on
1,500 events?
Yes, yes. Actually, our website is one of the largest websites in all of Mojave County because of the content that it has.
Okay.
Then what we did for our education, we built a custom calendar for Mojave College. And so you can go on to the Laughlin Chamber and check out all of their information. And there is going to be another organization that I'm not going to say yet. But
wait a minute, what did you come in here for if you're not going to tell us?
It is another local, very local organization that has lots of opportunities for older members of the community to go have enrichment. And we will be building them their own calendar as well.
Kim Cool would appreciate that.
She would, wouldn't she?
See, you just said enough that I figured it out.
I will not confirm nor deny.
Give the phone number one more time.
702-298-2214.
Carrie, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
The Beatles. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave College. Oops, what did I say? Mojave Mortgage. Don't get that right yet. Yeah, how did I do that? I don't know. 928-288-2691 if you want to get some money out of Chad's vault. You ever heard about the vault? Call him. Ask him about it. 928-288-2691. The lower interest rates, he's got lots of money. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a premier post-acute rehabilitation center. Call 928-763-1404 if you want to know more.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Hi, it's Darren from Craig Plumbing. This is your holiday gift tip number 31, and this one's for you ladies. Are you ever wondering what's going on inside that husband's mind? Well, chances are good there's nothing going on in there at all. So forget about that kegerator he mentioned and give him something to enjoy each and every day while he helps you do the dishes. That'd be a new Moen and pull-out kitchen faucet in brush chrome finish with a lifetime warranty against leaks. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Craig Plumbing.
Varicose veins are more than a cosmetic issue. They're a symptom of a disease called venous insufficiency.
Varicose veins are common.
That's Dr. Cale Bodily, radiologist at High Desert Vein Center, a service of KRMC. He says patients often live with the discomfort of heavy, tired legs. But there's good news.
There is a relatively easy and a very effective way to address the issue, so you can stay active and enjoy the things that you enjoy doing.
For more information, call High Desert Vein Center, 681-8755.
Arnold here. The red tag sale at Bradley Chevrolet is absolutely on fire. Score 0% financing, no payments until March of 2026 on the Chevys everyone wants. Costco members grab up to $1,250 extra on select Chevys. Trading in? We're paying up to $2,000 more for your trade and unwrap a $1,000 Visa gift card when purchasing new Chevy. BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
0% financing in 90 days till first payment on from credit. Trade assistance on select vehicles. And offers cannot be combined. See dealer for details.
Yes, it's not the Beatles or the Fab Four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's Mr. Johnny Mathis.
Everywhere you go, take a look.
Did you remember this song growing up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still like this style of music.
I know.
For Christmas.
It doesn't go away.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't go away. No. Oh, who's in the studio? I'm glad you asked. We have, from Mojave Electric Cooperative, Christine Owen. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. This is your day off. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You were the only one out of the whole entire MEC that said, sure, I'll do it.
I drew the short stick.
The short stick, yeah. Look at it this way. You get to leave 10 minutes early on Monday. So
maybe.
But you guys had your Christmas party yesterday, right?
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight?
Tonight, yeah. We decorated yesterday.
At the chamber.
Yeah, we'll have it tonight. So.
Now, when we think of MEC, we know that there's a lot of guys out there, you know, on poles. How many total employees does MEC have? Do you know?
I think we're between 94, 97.
Well, almost 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do they ever bring in any part-time people or just contract people? Like if you're going to do pole hardening and you want to put up a whole bunch of poles, but your guys are busy, would you bring in a
contractor?
Contractor,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would help
mm-hmm.
out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So about 100. That's a pretty good size employment agent.
It is.
Somebody just walked in. I can't see the front door, but I heard it. I hope it's a mailman.
Should put a mirror right there so you can see.
Yeah, that's what I need. So you were giving away turkeys recently.
Yeah, last month for Thanksgiving.
How'd that go?
That went really well. We were so surprised with the member engagement. We just loved it.
Good.
There was three different ways they could enter, on social media, on our Facebook page, email us, or go on down to member service. And the code word was hashtag gobble gobble. And so we had lots of hashtag gobble gobbles coming in. I think we had close to 700 entries. We drew 100 folks, and they came down. We had seven turkeys not picked up that we did donate to the Bullhead Regional Food Bank.
Okay.
So we had that, and members loved it so much. We've received a couple thank you notes saying, I was so surprised to receive a turkey, and thank you so much. So we are now doing Christmas hams.
Back to back.
Yeah. And today is the last day.
What's the hashtag for Christmas hams?
Hashtag jingle bells.
Okay.
Hashtag jingle bells.
I thought it would have been oink oink.
That was Heather's choice. That was Heather's
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, oink oink. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, sweet.
So today's the day, and you're going to draw today, or is the computer do that, or what?
So today's the last day to enter, so if you haven't already gone onto social media, you still can and do the hashtag jingle bells, or you can email mecpa@mojaveelectric.com. And put hashtag jingle bells in the subject line.
Okay.
Member service obviously is closed today, but there's still those two ways to enter today till midnight. Then Monday, we will, a randomizer on the computer will pull member numbers, 100 of them, and we'll notify our members then, and then they'll pick up on Thursday the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick up at the office down in Hancock?
We have an undisclosed place this
secret
year.
Location.
Yeah, secret location this year.
Look at
year.
MEC, getting all secretive here.
Well, you know, we were, the parking lot is small, so we were doing a drive-through, and there were still many folks having to go into member service to take care of normal business during business hours.
You took the whole parking lot.
We did, and so, you know, it was, you always work on better ideas after you've gone through it once. So we're doing a new area. So those who are notified that they've won a ham, we will let them know where the pickup will be.
You can do it at the Anderson Fieldhouse and do it in the parking lot like you do the trees?
I don't know, because we're only doing 100 hams, so yeah. That's just, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you just chose your students for the Washington, D.C. tour.
Gosh, yes.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And you're sending how many this year?
Seven this year.
Seven. Okay.
Mojave Electric is sponsoring six. And for the second year in a row, TWN Communications is sponsoring our seventh student.
Okay. That's a good partnership.
Very good. So we're happy that they were going to sponsor another child this year. Student. They're a young adult. Yes, they are young adults. And we had 12 student presenters.
That makes it hard.
Yeah. And they were all so great. And I'm glad I wasn't a judge, because there's just... It's so hard. These kids come in with their
presentation,
their board, and they speak only for a couple of minutes, but it's pretty powerful.
Right.
They talk about the difference between what a co-op is and what an IOU is.
What's an IOU?
Oh, gosh, you cut me off. I'm thinking of it. It's
a co-op between a co-op and a for-profit business.
A for-profit business. There you go. I forget the acronym. I'm so sorry. I haven't had enough coffee today.
It's her day off.
But, for instance, Unisource is a for-profit electric company where Mojave Electric is not.
Our gas company is.
Yeah.
So
they had to do differences. And some of the kids did showed the difference between Coca-Cola. And, a for-profit company versus a co-op. So it was neat what they compared to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you guys produce your own Currents magazine now. It used to be produced outside, but now you guys do it.
Yeah.
You people in the public affairs division.
Yeah. Okay. Our winter edition just went out into the mailboxes. Everyone should have received it.
Yeah.
And this is two full years now. We've done it in-house.
I texted Allison, and I said, because we had lunch Monday, and I got home Monday afternoon and got it in the mail, and I said, I didn't know I had lunch with an executive chef.
Yes, she made some amazing chili. Even I enjoyed the cheesy navy bean chili on hers. Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun, and I urge any other businesses, if you want to get out there to the first responders chili cook-off next year, to contact Karen Summit. It was just a great day. The weather was wonderful, and we had a good time.
And they do that at the Mojave Valley Park.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the Mojave Valley Fort Mojave Community Park.
September, I think. Isn't it? Maybe.
It was,
I think so.
September, October-ish.
Yeah.
They
do it with the Realtors Association. That's huge.
It's a really nice event.
They invite all the first responders to come by and check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Roundup is kind of a deal that you do from the heart.
Yeah, so, we're in the season of giving, so we always like to give this reminder out to our members that we have Operation Roundup, and we also have From the Heart. So all of it goes to River Fund. MEC offers two ways for members to give and help their families in need in our community. So Operation Roundup will allow members to round up their electric bill to the nearest whole dollar.
Right.
And then From the Heart will allow members to add one whole dollar to their electric bill, and combined they'll go to River Fund. So in 2024, our combined contributions from our members total just over $14,000 to River Fund in 2024.
That's quite a bit of money.
It was. And it helps our local folks.
Oh, and by the way... Investor-owned utility.
Yes, I saw her. She texted.
She texted both of us.
I'm going to hear this tonight at the party.
Everyone's going to say, you got on the radio and flubbed up.
I did.
Oh, it's not the first. What the heck?
Oh, man.
Now you're getting...
Those other people, them.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that have a profit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that make money. NBC doesn't make money.
No.
Spread that rumor.
They don't.
Let's talk about a little bit, because right now is the season when everyone jacks up their electricity because they add Christmas lights and a Christmas tree with lights on the tree, and that's kind of a concern for you guys.
Well, the concern is when they use frayed or old extension cords or old lights. Yeah. We, you know, safety first. Safety first with our linemen, safety first with the lines. So we also want our members to be mindful that if you've got a frayed extension cord or some lights that are very hot, the cords are hot, we would like you to replace them because
right.
we don't want a fire in the home. Or if you're putting a rug over the cords, that also makes them a little warmer too and mm-hmm. could start a fire. So, and also, you know, careful getting up and down on those ladders and step stools. As well.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm just sharing with everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have this thing in our house called a cat that we have to worry about with the tree.
Oh. You
know? Yeah. So we have to, you know, watch the cat around the tree.
I didn't know you had a cat. I knew you had the two labs.
Yes. I'm not a cat guy.
I'm not a cat girl.
My wife is, though.
Big dog girl.
Yeah, we have big dogs.
Yeah.
They got out today.
They got out today?
Well, I have my master bathroom remodeled, and they came in, and the boys busted through the gate that we have for them, because they do. And then the guys had the door open, because they just walked in, and one got out. And then one of the guys reached out and grabbed Duke, and he had Duke. And so I put Duke in the bedroom, and then amazingly... One guy walked down into their truck, and he yelled for Max, and Max turned around and came back to him.
Oh.
I said, that's amazing. He's never done that. We yell Max, he just flips us off and keeps going. You know? So, yeah, but we have a cat. Cats like to play with the lights and,
yeah.
and the balls on the tree and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
And I have fire trucks on my tree, and he likes to knock them off.
You got to put, like, a little doggy gate up around it.
I have that for the dogs, and it doesn't work. classroom grants. Isn't it about time for you to give away some money?
Yeah. So that's applications are opening February 2nd. So teachers, if you are thinking about doing a special project, we can purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special project. So $200 to 18 teachers. So be on the lookout for applications on February 2nd. You can go to MojaveElectric.com. And we love reading all the teachers' projects.
Oh,
they're pretty amazing.
That's fun. Yeah. That's a fun part of the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to read those and see what do they want to do with $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a cool project, though, because otherwise these 18 classrooms probably wouldn't be able to do that project.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
You know.
And, yeah, it's something extra that they want to give to their students. Some of them are very creative, and we think, oh, can we go sit in the classroom when they do that?
We want to watch it. Well, and some husbands might say no to taking $200 out of the family budget to pay for that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You know, teachers are, you know, they're the ones who are educating our leaders of tomorrow, and we want to make sure we give them all the tools.
And teaching is a passion. That's why they do what they do. You know, it's not the paycheck, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's the passion that they have to teach youth and do projects, do something special in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. MEC does that.
Yeah.
So if people have questions and they want to call Public Affairs, what's the phone number?
They can call at 763-1100. That's
okay.
The main line into member service, and they can transfer them over to Public Affairs.
Cool. All right. We're out
All
of time.
Right.
Have a great party tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tonight. At the chamber.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're already decorated.
Decorated, ready to go.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys.
I'm excited,
Have
too.
Have fun. Have
yeah.
fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you
Thanks,
so much,
Larry.
Christine.
Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Speak Out 2.0. What happened to my music there? It took off on itself. There we go. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN. We just talked about them. If you want fiber internet that doesn't fail, listen to the Beatles. Oh, call 928-444-8232. It's the local number, and I have it, so I know how fabulous it is. We're also brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Yeah. Today's Fish Friday. All the fish you can eat at Perkins. And while you're there, order your pies for Christmas.
This could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see?
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
Give the gift that keeps on giving all year long with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Enjoy seamless movie nights and uninterrupted streaming so you can plan for what matters most. Family time. MEC member discounts available. Sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your chair. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit twncomm.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details.
Shotgun Jefferson will make their way to the Exes stage tonight. You'll get a whole bunch of great country music to drink and dance to. Shotgun Jefferson will take the stage at 8 o'clock.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.